Today, in a White House speech, President Bush marked 1 year since the start of the Iraq War. His audience included more than 80 foreign dignitaries. The president spoke of good that has come from the fall of Saddam Hussein, and he stressed the need for a united front against terrorists. The speech caps a week in which the administration has aggressively defended its policies in Iraq, striving to shore up international and domestic support. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president stood on a stage in the formal East Room of the White House this morning. Behind him were flags from around the world representing the international effort that he says is critical to winning the war on terrorism. The White House considers Iraq just one important battle in that larger war, and among the audience today were diplomats from 83 countries, including France, Germany, and other nations that opposed the Iraq war. The president, noting that violence continues in Iraq, said failure there would only embolden terrorists.
They understand that a free Iraq will be a devastating setback to their ambitions of tyranny over the Middle East.
Administration officials seem to be everywhere this week, talking up what has been accomplished since the U.S. military rolled across the border into Iraq 1 year ago. There was this from Vice President Cheney Wednesday in California, speaking of the capture of Saddam Hussein.
Today, the people of Iraq know that the dictator and his sons will never torment them again, and we can be certain that they will never again threaten Iraq's neighbors or the United States of America.
And administration officials were all over television. Here's Secretary of State Colin Powell on Fox News Sunday.
If we just stay the course, if we show determination, if we help the Iraqi people, we'll put in place a stable democracy in Iraq, a democratic nation in Iraq, and that will be an example to the rest of the region, an example to the world.
And here's the president again at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, yesterday, greeting troops who've just returned home.
Because of your bravery, because of your dedication, the world is better off, and the American people are more secure.
In that speech and at the White House today, the president did not respond to critics who question his case for war, who point out that no weapons of mass destruction have been found, and who say he's had to back away from claims of a link between the 9/11 terror attacks and Iraq. Instead, the White House marked the anniversary by putting the best possible spin on the war. Stephen Wayne, a presidential scholar at Georgetown University, says the White House continues to boil things down to the simplest terms.
There is just, we're moving ahead, we're doing what's right. How can anyone disagree with us? This was a quest and continues to be between good and evil, freedom and slavery, life and death.
In effect, the administration used the anniversary week to resell the country on the war. Frank Newport of the Gallup poll says the public still supports the decision to go to war, but not like it once did.
Right after the war, it was high. The success, April, May, Bush on the aircraft carrier, it was 60-70%. Then it fell back down. A major news focus on a sign of success, like capturing Saddam Hussein, spiked the approval back up again, but it's now at about 55%.
In recent months, depending on events on the ground in Iraq, Newport notes that support has at times dropped below 50%, guaranteeing that the issue will play a key role in the election year debate. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.